Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival, here with Luc Besson and Caleb Landry-Jones for the film Dogman. Good morning. Good afternoon, actually. Luc, what was the inspiration for the film? I read that you read an article on a newspaper that gave you the inspiration, the idea, right?
Yeah, it was a small article in different countries, by the way, in America, in France, and Romania, I think. A father, basically, put his son in a cage for 5 years with the dogs. In America, I think it was with pigs, even. Yeah. And I'm the father of five.
And so you were thinking.
I can't understand how you can do that. And my first idea was like, what became of this little boy? When you have no roots like this, do you become a terrorist? Do you become Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
And I just tried to imagine how he's going to survive. How he's going to look at the sky and talk to God, and what question he's going to ask. Say, why? Like, what do I do wrong? And I just start as a... As usual, you know, it's just a little couple of pages, and you lay it on the side, and then you come back on it, and then I get inspired, and it just comes.
Just come down.
Yeah.
Caleb, you were your character is really strange because it's a guy who has suffered a lot, but he's very calm.
I don't think he's that strange.
But no, but it is. He's really calm and lovable besides everything that happened to him. This is the first, and he's very confident. This is what I got.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he's a good man, right. And how did you work with Luc to get through it? I mean, to get to it?
Luc knows, he shot the whole thing, you know, he knows film so well. He knows what he's doing, like the back of his hand. And so I was just following him down the rabbit hole that we were going, and didn't think twice about it.
you just went with the flow.
He's created and what he sets up is so meticulous, and he knows exactly what he needs, what he wants. And the best I can do is surprise him sometimes, or give him something that. Hopefully exceeded expectations or something, but just following the captain.
It's kind of him, but it's not exactly the truth, because it's an exchange. Like Caleb sometime on the scene or dialogue, he asks question, and as soon as he says something, I'm wondering. I say, okay, what can bother him inside, and it pushed me to work. And Between the first script I gave to him and the one we shoot, we went from revisions like probably 12, 15 times, like little scene and add this thing, and it was just about the exchange.
Yeah.
And sometimes just question, you ask a question and I can't answer the question, so it's my fault, I have to work. And I come with new ideas, for example, and I can see his eye, and then he say, Yes, this is good.
Yeah.
And so it's really, you can't do that by yourself. You have to be
there was a thing that I was talking with colleagues after the screen this morning. Everybody was touched and moved by the Edith Piaf performance. The first one, you know, that the first drag show that Doug does. Why do you think that scene is so moving? What would have happened that move people so much?
I cannot speak to that. That's for the individual to speak from.
Did you put something special in that performance, or did you and Luc talk
about?
About
something special in everything, man.
I think the scene comes after an hour of movie, and the emotional charge of this boy, as you say, who is a kind man, who did nothing wrong. And to see him able to give so much to just art, what's touched people. Like, he give everything to him, like if this life depend of it. And just for the gesture, just for art, you know? And it's very touching because it's his only moment of life. It's the only moment where he feels, you know, you forget the pain. So I think it's probably one of the answer of that.
A release. Yeah, you're right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Luc Besson and Caleb Landry-Jones for the film Dogman here at the Venice Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.